Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, August 31st, 2017. Wednesday morning, the fire brigade was alerted to Terminal A at Tegel Airport because several people between gates 8 and 9 had noticed a pungent odor. Initially, the rescuers assumed that it was a natural gas leak, per a spokesman from the Fire Department of Berlin. The terminal was cleared as a precaution, and 24 firefighters were on site. After further investigation, it was determined that tear gas had been sprayed accidentally. According to the fire department spokesman, a total of 4 people were injured, suffering irritations of the respiratory tract, and were treated on the spot by an ambulance. 2 victims needed additional health checks and were transported to the hospital. According to federal police, the gas leaked out when the can was disposed of at the security gate. Airport spokesman Daniel Tolksdorf stated that these things can happen from time to time, but nevertheless, the company is taking comments and questions from the public very seriously. There are about 2.4 million rats living in Berlin, and their numbers are rising. Normally, these rodents only leave the sewers at night, but rats are currently being spotted during daylight hours in gardens, parks, buildings, and on roads due to the continuous rain of the past few weeks. According to the German Weather Service, DWD, more than twice as much rain fell in less than 24 hours as normal throughout June. The water flooded drains and washed rats through the pipes from the city center into the suburbs. According to exterminator Marido Heising, if the weather doesn't get better soon, rats could be a real problem. Rats prefer areas where they can easily reach food. Playgrounds are a hotspot because children and families often leave food behind, resulting in optimal living conditions. Playgrounds in inner-city districts are particularly affected, including the playground at the Dronheimer Straße in Gesundbrunnen or in the Leopoldplatz in Witting. Additionally, a few days ago, the Spielplatz an der Panke an der Gerichtsstraße was closed temporarily because poison rat bait had to be laid out. Pest control measures in Berlin over the past 3 years have increased. Berlin is doing a lot and takes action immediately against rats if there is a problem, says Detlef Kadler of the Legeso. He also stated that it is understandable that a tourist or a guest of a cafe panics when he or she sees a rat in daylight. But it is a fact that a city with millions of inhabitants and visitors who do not always dispose of waste properly has a rat population, he added. Berlin pest controllers are said to have up to 16 rat-related missions a day, but exterminator Marian Elsner believes that 3 times as many missions are necessary to control the rat population in Berlin. He and other experts see construction activity in the city as a main contributor to the rat problem in Berlin, as the land being built upon is very often former wasteland areas. The Berlin AfD has expelled Yannick Bremer from the party. Bremer, formerly treasurer of the youth organization Junge Alternative, was arrested in June on suspicion of dangerous bodily harm, as he supposedly tried to run over a plainclothes police officer with a car during an operation of the right radical Identitäre Bewegung. An arrest warrant was dropped later. Both the AfD and Junge Alternative ensure that they are not working together with the Identitäre Bewegung. For several weeks, wandering Louisiana crayfish have been populating the area around Tiergarten. The animals have left the Neue See and could be seen crawling around on streets and in parks. The Department of Ecology has now decided to catch the non-native animals. The goal is to keep the population low and prevent a distribution to other waters. Louisiana crayfish are a potential danger for the local fauna and ecosystem. They procreate fast and have few natural enemies. The caught animals will be disposed properly and be processed into animal food. The Naturschutzbund Deutschland, the Union for Nature Protection in Germany, welcomes the operation. Berlin has a responsibility to avoid further distribution of the crayfish beyond city borders. The Internationale Funkausstellung, or IFA, starts on Friday. It is the biggest exhibition of consumer electronics worldwide. One hot topic this year will be about smart voice assistants like Amazon Echo or Google Home and their integration with intelligent household devices as part of a smart home. Ultra-high-definition TVs will be another highlight, though the industry has been suffering recently. Consumers renew their TV only about once every 8 years, whereas new mobile phones are bought new every 18 months on average. Consumers spend about 4 billion euro per year on TVs, but almost 10 billion euro on smartphones, which have replaced other devices like MP3 players or digital cameras. For the first time, the IFA will host a developer conference called DroidCon, where experts will meet on Google's mobile operating system, Android. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.